Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Very interesting study coming out of the Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism paper, finding that eating fruit is linked to a 36% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes after 5 years. Joining me on the line is Danielle Altfeld, who's a registered dietitian and holistic lifestyle coach. Danielle, a very good morning, and thank you very much for joining us this Friday morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing, Africa?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I am well. I've got my cup of coffee and I have a piece of fruit to eat, some pawpaw.
And is pawpaw a very good piece of fruit to eat generally?
Yeah, I love it. I think I'm mildly obsessed with pawpaw, but it's very, very good for your digestive system. So really good to eat first thing in the morning. And then it's really good. It's high in something called carotenoids, which is an antioxidant, and antioxidants actually prevent diabetes. Yeah.
We've had many campaigns through generations, Danielle. I mean, one of the ones that pops into mind is two apples a day keeps the doctor away. And those kind of statements. And I suppose a study of this nature published in Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism almost proves that to some point, right? In as far as diabetes is concerned.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a guy, I don't think he's around anymore, called Jim Rohn, a motivational speaker. And, you know, he always says, if you're eating two apples a day compared to not, you're going to be healthier than you were if you weren't eating them. But the two fruits a day, I suppose fruit is very high in fiber. And I think fruit has got such a bad reputation over the last couple of years with this kind of low carb, high fat diet that's going around. And so everyone's a bit scared to eat fruit. But at the end of the day, it's so high in fiber and it's got so many nutrients in it to keep our gut healthy. And then a healthy gut helps to keep our insulin working a little bit better, you know. And on top of that, you know, a healthy gut equals a healthy mind. And, you know, that's all what we need during this pandemic. So I think when we're eating fruit, because it's so high in fiber, it's keeping our sugar levels down. The problem is, you know, when you throw that fruit into a blender and then you juice it and then you're taking out a lot of the fiber and you're really just getting the sugar.
And you end up actually consuming a higher concentration of fruit, right? I don't know how many apples have to go into your blender to produce one glass of apple juice. But if you were to take those apples whole, I would not eat five apples in one sitting.
Exactly. So I'm not a fan of smoothies or juices too much. I do think they have their place. But I always tell people, why don't you put all of the stuff that you're going to put in the juicer on a plate and see if you can eat it first, and you'll never get through it. So it's actually the fiber that we want, and that's what's so important for diabetes. And yes, I mean, fruit has got sugar in, and apple does have some sugar in, but it is also a natural sugar, and we do also need a certain amount of, you know, sugar in terms of high fiber carbohydrates for energy, but I think that 1 to 2 a day is a good indication. But there are some people, Africa, who eat like 5 fruits a day, which is too much. Mm. But I just think it's awful for people to say, don't eat fruit if you're diabetic. And I work in a hospital here in KZN. And a lot of people who are diagnosed with diabetes, that's one of the first things they ask. Must I not eat fruit anymore? Yeah. So I feel like it's a bit of a rumor going around, and I always have to try and encourage them to try and eat fruit. But then again, you know, we have to take into account things like portion size. It's difficult to open a punnet of grapes and only eat 15 to 20 grapes.
I know I have that difficulty, Danielle. I live on my own. So if I am going to open a punnet of grapes, before you know it, that was the last grape available in this punnet. I did ask which fruit you were eating, and you were enjoying a pawpaw. But here we're talking about apples, bananas, oranges, readily and cost-effectively available fruit that you can enjoy on a daily basis.
Yes, yeah, and I mean, and all of those. So apples are really, really good for you. I mean, it sounds, you know, very cliche to say the apple a day keeps the doctor away, but it really is true. There's so much goodness that comes from an apple. And then oranges, I mean, especially going now into winter, so high in vitamin C. I mean, I think one orange has got all the vitamin C that you require for a day, 300 milligrams. So it's also really good for your immune system. I think bananas is a tricky one because, you know, it's generally the one thing that we say if you're diabetic, be very careful of, because they tend to be high in sugar. But I always try to tell people to eat it when it's not too sweet, you know, when it's kind of just ripe and it's not too sweet, and obviously, you know, then the size of the banana. But bananas are also incredibly high in potassium, magnesium, and those things are good for blood pressure. And diabetes is not a standalone disease. It comes with a lot of complications, like high blood pressure, heart disease. So, you know, these fruits also play a role in preventing the complications of diabetes.
Indeed. Danielle, thank you very much. I'll have you return to your coffee and your pawpaw. Danielle Oldfield is a registered dietitian and holistic lifestyle coach. Two servings of fruit a day has a significant chance of actually stopping you from developing type 2 diabetes. That's according to a study published in Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, assessing the link between the intake of fruit and insulin resistance.